Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bob Black Show. Bob, I don't even know what my name is anymore. Rob Zicari Show. On this, what is it, the 23rd? Yeah, the 23rd, March 23rd, 2016. Oh, man, my back is... it's still raging. Throughout the day, yesterday, I took about 7 Advil, and after I worked out at about 11 o'clock, my back was still in pain, but not as bad. It worked itself out. So I did what my friend suggested I do. I turned my mattress over. He said the reason my back is the way it is because my mattress is starting to bow. Now, I don't see it, but he said it's happening. It's happening. I might not be able to see it with my naked eye, but it's happening. And he said if I turn it over... I should be able to get a few months out of it. So I flipped the mattress last night, and I woke up this morning at my normal time, and my back is still hurting. It's throbbing like it was the other night, but not as bad. It didn't wake me up at 6 a.m. With pain so horrible that I could not go back to sleep. So it somewhat worked, but it's still there. I got to do something. I can't go through every day like this. Oh, God. Okay, so there's the update. I know. Let's talk about Arizona. Let's talk about Utah. Let's talk about terror. Let's talk about Obama. Let's talk about Cruz. Jeb Bush came out today and endorsed Ted Cruz. It's funny. Ted Cruz is supposed to be the anti-establishment guy. He's supposed to be the guy that is the outsider, and yet he has the ultimate insiders endorsing him. He's got Mitt Romney campaigning with him. I imagine that. You have Mitt Romney out there campaigning and did robocalling, demanding that John Kasich get out of the race. Get out of the race. You're ruining everything. Yeah, Lindsey Graham having fundraisers for Ted Cruz. Fundraisers. I'm raising money for the guy that I talked about killing. And once I killed him, not one person in the Senate would shed a tear. And now you got Jeb Bush, part of the Bush crime family. Ted Cruz is the man. And yet, Ted Cruz is the outsider, right? Ted Cruz will tell you over and over, everybody is coalescing around our campaign. Everybody is getting behind our campaign. You have Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, to Mark Levin. You mean the talk radio guy whose stepson works for you? So that was the big big news. Jeb Bush, he's on board the Cruz train. He's on board the Cruz train, and everybody else needs to get out. John Kasich, you need to get out. Get out. You're ruining it for Ted Cruz. Now, What's funny is Kasich and Rubio, if you put their totals together last night, it would have tied. It basically would have tied Donald Trump in Arizona. So the Cruz theory that once the field whittled down, he beats Donald Trump. He beats Donald Trump handedly. Well, that's not true. I know. What about Utah? Listen, Utah doesn't count. Okay? Utah doesn't count. Utah, A, is a caucus, and B, it's the home of Magic Underpants. Okay? It's the home of Magic Underpants, polygamy, and child brides. So, enough. Enough already. Yeah, Arizona was the real prize. Arizona is a small representation of what the West Coast is. Meaning, Arizona is similar to Nevada. It's similar to California. These are similar states. Utah, listen, almost 70% of the people that live in Utah are Mormons. Do you understand what a Mormon is? Do you understand that? I know you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to question someone's faith or talk about their religion. But come on. Do we make fun of Scientology? Seriously, do we make fun of Scientology? Do people look at Scientology and go, come on, that's not a religion. That's a cult. Well, guess what? Mormons, same thing. Okay? Mormonism, it's a cult. It's not a religion. Listen. All religion is, I don't want to offend my Christian listeners, but all religion is based on, it's based on a suspension of reality. It is, okay? But Christianity actually has places that exist in their story. You know, there's places that exist. When they tell the story of Jesus and Moses, they can point to places in the Middle East, okay? Rather it's in Israel or in the areas that are referred to as Palestine or Egypt. These are all real places. You could go to these places and look, and someone will say, this is where Jesus, this is where the Virgin Mary was. These are all real places. Now, was there a Jesus? Was there a Mary? That's the part that you have to believe in. But when it comes to Mormons and Mormonism and the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints or whatever, it's just made-up stuff. There's no historical places. There's nothing rooted in reality. I mean, it is Scientology. It's Xenu. It's a spaceship. It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. Well, we'll get into Just for some of you who think Mormon is a religion like Christianity, I'm going to break down what being a Mormon is, okay, and what they believe in. I mean, it's amazing that nobody ever brought this up when Mitt Romney ran in 2012. Seriously, it's amazing. Nobody really broke down what Mormonism is. It's amazing. So Utah, it's not real. It really isn't. It's kind of like it's kind of like Iowa. It's kind of like Iowa. When the caucuses were in Iowa and Cruz won, and people, well, the Cruz people said, look, this is an indication of the voters wanting Ted Cruz, and he's going to start to run, and he's going. No, it's Iowa. It's like a totally different world. It's a totally different world. People who live in Iowa and what Iowans think and what they feel and their traditions and all of that stuff is not what is reflective in Arizona or California or New York or Florida. You got to look at the big states. You got to look at the big states. You got to look at the population. You got to look at who lives there. And you got to see how Ted Cruz did there. Arizona, blown out. Florida, blown out. New York, it hasn't voted yet, but Ted Cruz is getting blown out. Michigan, blown out. And even some of the big southern states, blown out. Again, you got to take Texas off the map. You got to take Texas off that delegate popular vote map. That's Ted Cruz's home state. He's supposed to win it. Plain and simple, damn it. So I'm sorry, all you Cruz bots, okay? I'm sorry. But Utah is a caucus. You had Mitt Romney. Do you realize Mitt Romney? Listen, do you realize Mitt Romney? Back in 2012, won the state with 93.1%. 93.1%. He got 220,000 votes. He got 220,000 votes. Again, 70% of that state is Mormon. And over 10,000. And over 10,000 in that state are the Mormons that practice polygamy. They practice child rape. Seriously. When you hear Mormons say, we don't practice that anymore, that's not us, our religion is mainstream. Okay. But there's still a certain population, the Warren Jeffs population, that still believe in polygamy and child rape. And that population equals about 10,000. It equals about 10,000. That part of the Mormon religion equals about 10,000, and they live in Utah. They don't live in another country. They're not in hiding. They live in Utah. They control small areas of Utah. That's real. That's legit. And that's the state Ted Cruz won in. That's the state that Mitt Romney ran around and said, everybody, all of you Mormon followers, pretend I am Joseph Smith. Pretend I am Joseph Smith. Pretend I'm the huckster Joseph Smith. I'm telling you to please vote for Ted Cruz. And 69% of these cult followers voted for Ted Cruz. 118,000 cult followers voted for Ted Cruz. 28,000 voted for John Kasich, and 23,000 voted for Trump. So they didn't. So they didn't get all the cult followers to get to the polls. They didn't get all of the polygamists and child rapers to the polls. They didn't get all of them. They didn't get all of them. I mean, 220,000 showed up for the second coming of Joseph Smith. So you did have some people that, they weren't ready to put on their magic underpants and vote for Ted Cruz. But that's Utah. That's Utah. I actually seen a Cruz supporter on TV, so we got momentum now. So we got the momentum. We got momentum. You got hammered in Arizona. Like, you got destroyed in Arizona. You got destroyed in Arizona. You got destroyed. And if it was a two-man race, if John Kasich got out last week, you got destroyed. You got destroyed. And on top of it, Trump received more votes than Mitt Romney did in 2012. In 2012, Mitt Romney won Arizona. Here was the breakdown in 2012, because nobody talks about 2012. No one talks about 2008. They don't. When you listen to your Mark Levins or your Hugh Hewitts, these elitists, they are. They're Republican elitists. Okay, when you listen to them, when you listen to the Essie Cups and the Anna Navarro. Hello, I'm Anna Navarro. I've lived here in America for 35 years, and I still talk like that. And I do talk like that. When you listen to all these people, nobody brings up past elections. They don't. They don't bring up past elections. They act as if it doesn't exist. So it's me. It's Rob Zicari Show. We got to bring up past elections. We're the ones that got to bring this to the forefront. We're the ones that got to bring the information to all of you. We're the ones that got to do it. In 2012, Mitt Romney won Arizona with 47%. Okay? He had 47% and 216,805 popular votes. So 216,805 people came out and voted for Mitt Romney. Rick Santorum finished in second. Okay? Rick Santorum finished in second. He had 27% of the vote. And 122,000 people in 88 came out for him. All right? 122,000 came out for him. Newt Gingrich finished third. That's 16%. He had 74,110 people come out for him. And Ron Paul had 8.4%. And 38,753 people came out and voted for him. So as you see, and we talked about this last week, this fractured field, this Donald Trump is only where he is. Donald Trump is only where he is because the field is so fractured. Again, no, it's not. The field is exactly where it was. If not, it's actually more fractured this time 4 years ago. Okay? You understand that? Do you understand that? So 4 years ago, give or take a month, Romney, Santorum, Gingrich, and Paul were all in the race, and they were all competing for Arizona. So when you listen to Ted Cruz say, well, Arizona had early voting, so the results were already baked in. The fact that Trump won isn't real. What do you mean baked in? What are you talking about, you moron? 4 years ago, four people were vying for votes in Arizona. They were campaigning. They were actively campaigning. This year, only three people are actively campaigning. And when do early votes not count? When do votes not? I mean, again, it's amazing where we are in this election season compared to not just 4 years ago, go 8 years ago, go 12 years ago. 4 years ago, I never heard anybody say, well, you know, if Newt Gingrich wasn't in the race and Ron Paul wasn't in the race, and if you took Gingrich's 16% and you took Ron Paul's 8% and put it with Santorum's 27%, guess what? He beats Mitt Romney. He beats Mitt Romney. Yeah, so Mitt Romney, he's not strong. He's not strong at all. He's only getting 47%. Huh. You need well over 50% to really be the front runner, to really have people say that you're the nominee. Now, no one said that. Matter of fact, I'll reiterate. Rick Santorum stayed in the race until April 10th. We're at March 22nd, 23rd now. We're March 23rd. Rick Santorum didn't get out of the race until April 10th. And again, we're sitting here talking about a brokered convention. Oh, we're going to have a brokered convention. Donald Trump's not going to get the required votes. Ted Cruz isn't good. I'm not going to get the recovery. Donald's not going to get the. And John Kasich is mathematically out. So we're going to go to a broker convention. And at a broker convention, if nobody gets the votes on the first ballot, it goes to the second ballot, and those are the rules. The rules are the rules. And if we follow the rules, whatever happens, happens. Well, according to the rules, or the unwritten rules, at some point, the number two and three guy get out of the race. So the number one guy, the leader, can get the delegates. Because if Newt Gingrich, and I've said this before, and Rick Santorum stayed in the race, Mitt Romney would never have gotten the required delegates needed to get the majority. Do you understand that? So when you hear people say the rules are the rules, there's nothing you could do about the rules. The rules are the rules. If Trump doesn't get the required delegates by the convention, you have an open convention. The rules are the rules. Well, the rules are the rules on the other side. They must apply on the other side. And if somebody is mathematically out, they're supposed to get out. Okay? That's how it always has been. John Kasich is mathematically out. And last night put him even further out. But by getting nothing in Utah, and of course nothing in Arizona, Kasich is beyond mathematically out. It was 101% of the delegates that Kasich needed to win the nomination. It was 101 delegates. Now I think it's like 110 or 120. I know 101 is impossible. Exactly. Now it's really impossible. And if you listen to Kasich, his logic is really bizarre. His logic is more bizarre than Ted Cruz only because Kasich is millions and millions and millions and millions of votes behind Donald Trump. So his theory of, well, if nobody gets it on the first ballot and it's an open convention, it goes to who can win. Who can win in the general election? Who has the experience? Who is ready on day one? And when it comes down to that, I'm the best person suited for being ready on day one. So what Kasich is saying, forget the people that voted. Forget them. It's up to 20, 30, 40, 50 people. It's up to a room full of cigar smoking, scotch drinking. We know what's better for the country than the voters do. And that's absurd to think that John Kasich would be given the nomination. I mean, imagine that. Here's a guy that realistically could go to the convention winning one state and possibly being 8 to 9 million votes behind Donald Trump. And he actually with a straight face goes, yeah, I could see if Trump doesn't get it on the first ballot, them giving it to me because I'm experienced and I'm ready on day one. Well, how do you get the millions and millions and millions of people that rejected you to now come out and vote for you in the general election? I mean, none of these guys answer that question. None of the pundits. Rather, it's the SE Cups, Anna Navarro's, Stevens's, the radio guys, the Levins, the Hugh Hewitts. None of them answer that question. No one legitimately answers that question. How do you get those millions and millions? Because we all know that the election, the general, 2012, 08, this coming up, is pretty much divided in the middle. I mean, everybody knows you're talking about 4 to 7 million votes. I mean, what did Obama win in 2014 with? 5 million? Like, wasn't that the swing? Like, 5 million? I think it was, 61 million to 67 million, I think, roughly. Okay, I'm not an encyclopedia of numbers over here. I'm just generally, I'm in the ballpark here. So you're talking about a 5 or 6 million vote swing. Talking about a 5 or 6 million vote swing. So there's no room for error. There's absolutely no room for error. Don't you think giving the nomination to a Cruz and even more to a Kasich over Trump, if there's a contested convention, would completely disenfranchise millions and millions and millions of people that you need to come out in the general election? And the concept of, well, the rules are the rules, really doesn't work, because if the rules were the rules, Cruz and Kasich would be getting out in 3 weeks, which then would have the required delegates available for Trump. And then the rules would be the rules. But you can't invoke the rules if everybody else isn't playing by the rules. April 10th is when Rick Santorum got out. That's roughly 2 to 3 weeks away. May 2nd is when Newt Gingrich got out. So 2 more months is when Newt Gingrich got out. And Romney didn't have the required delegates then. Romney didn't have the required delegates then. You know, I hate to repeat myself. I hate going over things that we've already gone over on this show. But I feel I must. I feel I must. I feel I must. So I can get it through some of your heads. Especially when no one else is saying these things. Especially when everyone else pretends this doesn't exist. When everyone else pretends 2012 never happened. And there wasn't a Santorum. There wasn't a Newt Gingrich. There wasn't a Ron Paul. So April 10th, Santorum got out. May 2nd, Newt got out. And then August 30th, Ron Paul officially lost, because he didn't get out. He basically was mathematically eliminated. So once Santorum and Newt Gingrich got out, people went, ay, 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 no Ron Paul for me. Got to go with the Magic Underpants guy. And that got Mitt Romney over the top. So if we're all going to throw the rules or the rules around, then April 10th, or I should say after Wisconsin, Cruz should get out. Because technically Cruz is pretty much mathematically eliminated. Right now, Cruz has to win something like 80%. And that's impossible. That's impossible. Unless Donald Trump and John Kasich both fall under a gas truck. They're walking to lunch and a gas truck runs them over. Okay? Unless they get out, Cruz cannot get 80% of the delegates. He can't. Especially as we start hitting states that Cruz is behind by 20, 30, 40 points. All the states that are coming up, Cruz is behind by more than 10 points. And just like in Arizona, real states where real polls are conducted that show Trump at a 10-point advantage or a 12-point advantage or an 8-point advantage have been panning out. When a state that holds a primary and it's a real state, like real people live there, not Mormons, okay? Not people that believe in Joseph Smith. When real people live there, Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and all of these states, Florida, when the polls go, Trump's up by 12, Trump's down by 2, polls pan out. These polls pan out. So the states that are coming up next, New York, and Quinnipiac has polled it, and Monmouth has polled it, and CNN has polled it. All of these states, Jersey, Pennsylvania, they all have Cruz getting hammered. They all have Cruz getting hammered. Just obliterated. So now, if everybody's going to play by the rules, after Wisconsin, give or take a week, Ted Cruz should be getting out. Or vice versa. After Wisconsin, Kasich should be getting out. Then if Cruz wants to keep it going, May, after New York, after Pennsylvania, after Jersey, then Cruz should get out. And then Trump will have the required votes. He'll have the required delegates. And then it's over. But you can't sit there and say, hey, with early voting and the fact that Kasich is in the race, This is why I lost. Listen, once again, if you put Kasich's vote total with Ted Cruz's vote total, you have 34%. Okay? And if you put Rubio's total with Cruz and Kasich, you basically have a tie between Trump and Cruz. But if we're going to play that game, then you have to do the same thing with Gingrich and Ron Paul and Santorum. You got to add all that together and say the same thing. So it's silly. It's absolutely silly. It's absolutely just preposterously silly. Okay? Trump got more votes than Mitt Romney got in 2012. Remember that. Romney got 216,000. Trump got 246,000. That's huge. That is huge. That's huge. And if Trump wore magic underpants, he would have won Utah. He would have won Utah. But he doesn't wear magic underpants. Okay? He doesn't believe in a, I don't even know what the hell Joseph Smith was. And that's why he lost Utah. Plain and simple. A caucus with online voting. Online voting. Who ever heard of online voting for a primary? Online voting. Do you realize that hackers got into our Defense Department computers? Remember that months and months and months and months and months ago? Social Security numbers and paychecks, all sorts of things were leaked and put out on the web. That's our Defense Department computers. And here we got online voting. Wow, that's Utah. Only Utah would have online voting. Only Utah. Bunch of weirdos. That seriously, bunch of weirdos. That's what it is. It's weirdos. Weirdos. Cuckoo weirdos. That's what I'm telling you. I know. You can't talk about people's faith. It's not a faith, okay? It's a cult. It's a cult. Mormonism, it's a cult. Don't talk about people's religion. Don't do it. It's bad. It's a cult. All right? It's a cult. It's no different than Xenu and Scientology. It's a cult. All right? It's a cult. End of story. So that's what happened yesterday. That's what happened yesterday. That's the results. That's the results. You got Trump huge in Arizona. It's a winner take all. Something like, how many delegates was it? I had it written down on my paper somewhere. I don't know. Oh, man. Where the hell is it? Oh, 58. So you had winner take all in 58 delegates in Utah. If the candidate reached the 50% threshold, they won all 40 delegates. So even though Ted Cruz won all the delegates, he still lost the night. He still lost the night. You had 98 delegates up for grab, and Trump won 58 of them. Again, Trump was the winner. Trump was the winner. You had record turnout in Arizona. You didn't have record turnout in Utah. Then you had a record turnout as far as the top vote getter, because Trump got more votes than Romney, and he got more votes than McCain. Got more votes than McCain did in 2008. And the math got harder for Cruz. The math got harder. End of story. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The math got harder for Cruz. Math got harder. And Kasich, you know, what can you say about Kasich? What can you say about him? Exactly. So listen, let's take a quick break. Just a quick one. Well, I want to grab a coffee, and I want to talk when we come back just a little bit about Mormonism. Okay, I just want to put it in perspective, because some of you might not know. Mormonism and what it's about. I just want to give you a little rundown. That's all. I just want you to know how wacky Utah and Mormonism is. Remember, you basically have 70% of the population being Mormon. 70%. That's enormous, okay? That's enormous. I want to put it all in perspective. I want to put this Ted Cruz win in perspective. I know you can't attack religion. It's not a religion. It's a cult. Okay? It's a cult. Remember that.